Let me just get this show underway. So let me just. So if you just stand with me to do this, so. All right. Good evening, everybody. Here it's Ben Yuko here with Zowant and Mia Enterprises. Welcome to the Black Tech Building Program on this Friday evening. You know the day, March 22nd, 2024. How's everybody doing tonight? And again, I wanted to make sure that y'all are getting this feed of information. And let's say well out to the NASA Society of Black Engineers over there. If they are all chilling for this weekend at the 50th anniversary of the National Black Engineers Conference. And I do have concern of the national leadership when it comes down to giving an award to a so-called in a black organization, which is absolutely ludicrous and absolutely disrespectful in numbers of ways. And it really needs to, I can't control with them, but giving them an award and something like that is just absolutely, absolutely, totally disgusting. And it is very, very inappropriate. That kind of behavior never happens again. Okay, let's get down to the crux of business today. Now, y'all know, everybody's been talking about this Meta Center and the conversation that relates to this. What I'm going to play you coming up, I'm going to play a clip about what's happened with Tyson this week. Because now they said, we're not going to hire American for this, and that makes it very much so very, very much clear that it sounds like that is their agenda and that is their goal of how to slaughter us as black people, but as mostly the non-blacks that they're hustling right to that board. It might be, but they don't have to worry about it. We'll make them suffer. Because they don't really get, they get maybe partial, but they just give trinkets to them. But all the Latinos, they're already driving you out of Chicago. They're already driving, that's even worse. New York, they're driving you out. They'll go. Because they get Chicago, Detroit, get ready. Minneapolis, get ready. Folks, get ready. Get ready to be drove out of those places. Because you're going to be drove out. It's that simple. That's what they're going to do. They're going to drive you out. I don't want it to happen, but I know it's going to happen. Because if we need to conquer you, that is what conquering African people in America is the way to go. They are known as the descendants of slaves. So we need to conquer them. Conquer them. And that is their goal. It's just to conquer and conquer and conquer. And that's what the plan and the agenda is going to be. That leads me away to discuss something that needs to be discussed and very, very much needs to be discussed is the new Meta. The Meta. This came out last week. Gonna read the article to you, and I got a lot of questions. I'm gonna read the article first before we get into the meat of the whole thing of this, because it's gonna tie into everything that what I am gonna do here. So you're gonna enjoy a moment, because remember, if they can do this, we can do whatever. And that's what this is. So let's learn about this. Centers are gonna open here. Meta to open a data center in 2026. The center is anticipated to boost job and infrastructure development. Well, very interesting. Infrastructure development. Now back to my questions, because. There's a lot of these questions are going to need to be asked And this is where we're going to be asked all these questions. And that's questions. So get ready to ask and answer these, because these questions are going to have to be answered. And we're going to have to ask these questions. I thought you'd the Oracle. The Senate Job Infrastructure Development. Okay? Meta is set to open a new data center in Rosemont in 2026, sparing local development and infrastructure advancement and job creation to the government. This $8 million center was entirely powered by renewable energy and create 1,000 construction jobs and 100 long-term jobs, according to the tech giant behind Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. The app's data center will help support. The campus will be on 200 acres of land in the University Outreach Research and Education Park near Dakota County Technical College and Umore Park. The state project, the Rosemont Center, will eventually generate millions of local tax revenue. It will be invested in the city of Rosemont, Dakota County, and the Rosemont School District, said Rosemont Mayor Judge Winslow. He adds that the center contributes to the growth of renewable energy sources in our region. Right. Let's see. We're going to talk about all that. Meta will also partner with the city and National Energy on local infrastructure projects, energy upgrades, and new transmission lines in the Umore area. One of the major infrastructure projects will include in the development water lines. Pretty interesting. They're gonna have pretty interesting. They're gonna have all these type of jobs. So this is sustaining my ability to go further east towards 52, which eventually will be developing in the 2040 arena, he said. This is not just a piece of that growth pattern we are doing with this larger of a project coming in. And this helps us to tackle our utility rate payer of minimizing impact. Once the data center begins to operate, Meta will launch the Community Action Grant, said Brad Davis, the director of Data Circuit and Economic and Meta, that is granted to provide funding to nonprofits and public schools committed to improving STEM education. Very interesting. Our commitment here is to the resource of small businesses and nonprofits in school. In each of our data centers, we partner with schools and local organizations on programs to help build skills and increase the use of technology, Davis said. See all this, look at this globalist. Look at this big old globalist right here. Walt, such a globalist. Such a globalist. He said internal work will begin this month with a foundation building in late summer or early fall. Leslie Kruger is assistant vice president for planning space and state at the University of Mississippi. The center in Umore is just the first development in which will eventually business part. That part will even bring more and more tax base to our community. Revenue from the Minnesota sale per hour will go toward agriculture research. Governor Tim Walz announced the state favorable tax treatment for data centers, which qualifies for state sales and property exemption. He said even more data can be expected to fall. So where do we go to talk to companies? Where do you want to be? He said there's a impact and they will travel group and you will get this big one, and we have more before, and so we will have more to this. Okay, let's start asking some questions, okay, because I feel like a lot of questions are, and everyone's been talking about it. I know the Minnesota Technology Association has been okay, so let me just look this up. And let me just see the so. So just give me a second. Hold on. Well, this so I can get the conversation going. They're all talking about, because they were talking about this center last week and. They did talk about the Senate. Okay, they finally, the article's not in here now, so we don't have the information. Okay. Well, some of that, so that just, okay, that just try to, if that was gonna go to, alright, so let me just get into the conversation that kind of gets us into what we're going to start. Is this medicine? So, let's start with the first question. What are the environment? I want to know what's the environmental standard and safety regulations are going to be enforced. That's one of the questions we have to ask. What is the safety standard that's going to be enforced? Because we need to see the whole background of everything they're trying to do. If they're talking about having this energy of efficient type of system, type of program. So I want to know what's going on with that. So I think I'm going to, let me just get over here. Let me just shut up during this. Let me show you my notes. I know it's a bad, it says, but this is where I do all my note information. So we're going to talk about the standards of regulations and stuff. So we're going to know. Another thing we need to talk about is some big, because we're talking about, they're talking about organizations. So we're going to talk about things like which nonprofits are going to be qualified to get access to the programs at Meta. No, Meta, okay? Because what I want to know, because many of you, and I'm going to show you, you know what, and I'm going to, I want to do this right too. I'm going to show you some of these, because it's going to be in Rosemont, and if you want to know what Rosemont is, let's use this. Cause this is where it is. It's near off of highway 77. So if you really go down, you really really look. No, highway is like 3 and stuff. So that's like. You go down the Cliff Road and it turns into Rosemont and all these it has a Valley Park over there and it. So I've been over here before. So been over here really okay because let me show you this too. Wow, I'm really gonna show you this map. If I can really show you the map. And here it is. I'm gonna show you the map here. So this is where it is. It's Rosemont, Minnesota. So Rosemont, it's kind of like you can actually go. It's off of near Eagan, the Eagan area. So that's when you go down there. That's where Rosemont, Minnesota, SES, so it's near the areas of Farmington. And again, it's very interesting that they're going to say, we want to know who is qualified, because weeks ago, you know, there are some organizations that have been very, very called out and very suspect of taking money, using their political contacts for their connections, where they do not do anything and they do absolutely nothing for black people. So I want to know, unless of those nonprofits, because we need to know who is it, because let me tell you something, there are better people in the area that are more qualified, and there are and very, very hardworking non where people can find that will never get any media coverage, because that does not fit their narrative, and that's how it is. So the question is the nonprofits area, because we have to know who the nonprofits are going to be qualified again. And then what are going to be employed at this location? Is there a simple, these are simple questions. Who are going to be employed? So let me just show you. Let me show you my thing again. Let me just see if I can show you. Okay, so we gotta know who's gonna be employed, because you know, folks, you gotta love what they do, because you start learning about because you will learn in Iowa, because you will learn. You have to.
All right, me check.
Oh, let's listen to this news, because you might learn something what happened this week. Because if this is the scenario of bringing in millions and millions of non-blacks, that's, and they might just do it for souvenir, but they gotta bring in to destroy anything that's left, because you're gonna learn this week. Because you take a look, at least take a step back, and you might learn something here, okay?
All right, Mitra and Tyson laying off 1,200 workers after closing its pork factory in Perry, Iowa, only later to announce 52,000 jobs for migrants.
The company's excuse, migrants are getting the jobs that Americans don't want. A human resources executive for the company telling Bloomberg the migrants have been, quote, very loyal. They've been uprooted, and what they want is stability. What they want is a sense of belonging.
Let's bring in Fox and Friends Weekend co-host Pete Hegseth. Pete, good to see you.
Yes.
But again, lower wages, taking American jobs. This was the reason why Democrats were opposed to illegal immigration 10, 15, 25 years ago.
They weren't really, and there's the spin here. They were not against it. See, if they were truly against it, why did you pass NAFTA? Why did you pass NAFTA? Why did you pass things like NAFTA and GATT? Remember, and I have to go on the podcast, because there's a deeper element, because there's one that we really can't say due to who runs these platforms. Okay, agreement that you know who we have to talk about. We can't talk about here. So that kind of is that was one. Remember Reagan, Nixon proposed NAFTA before Reagan, because Reagan and both him and Nixon had plans of NAFTA. So a lot of people don't know that. So you better learn that there's that partisan spin. Because Republicans are just as guilty of shipping your jobs to, you know, just taking the money. They are all were supporting NAFTA. I think people that would say, when they all went back to that Congress in 95, Did they get rid of NAFTA? No. Did they get no? They said, remember, they said no new taxes. All they, oh, I forgot. They already raised the taxes. And they have to the Central American Free Trade Agreement that puts your job. That's why our produce is all over in the good old Purdue and all and Latin American countries. And you know, this is what they want to do. A small town. So think of this is a way. The question I ask is, who are going to be employed at this location? Are they going to hire Americans? Are they going to hire actual Americans, American tech workers, or they're going to bring in non-black workers where they can get visas and work permits? So think about the nerve. Think about the nerve. Let's continue.
But here it plays out. This costs Americans 11.
That's true. It was also the reason why
this is peer discrimination.
The Congress crowd of the Republican Party was so reluctant to Donald Trump back in 2015, 2016, dependent on importing cheap labor. He said, "We're going to build that wall.
Put Americans first." Oh, we got. Oh, we got. Oh, hold on.
15, 2016, depend.
Oh, we got to stop right there. Let's stop it right there. He's not going to tell you. It's one thing he ain't going to tell you, and a lot of you need to understand. He ain't going to tell you. He's not going to tell you that, remember that one carrier, one of those jobs? Remember this? I'm going to show you this real quick before we get back to the video. I wanted to show you this. They said Trump saved those jobs. No. And they all were just, and the layoffs just. So now you see what they do. And people were very loyal to the company. Just if you read this article, this is just a slap. This was a slap in the face. No, they all went in there. And they all shipped your job overseas. So don't forget that we're not fans here. We're not Trump fans here. This is the reality. I want you to read that article. I might say that article to my discussion part of the thing today. Cause not gonna. Just open disgusting. Just totally disgusting. So let's continue listening to this because you might need to enjoy this some more, okay? It's gonna spin it. But they're gonna spin it into a partisan issue, but it's really bipartisan. I just went over Trump, and I'm gonna go over him under this current administration. This is so unbelievable. But you better ask that question: who's gonna be employed at that location if they're gonna have American tech workers? Or are they gonna bring in our illegals in here to drive down the wages for the city? Right. So let's ask these questions. Okay, let's continue.
Dependent on importing cheap labor. He said, "We're gonna build that wall, we're gonna stop this, I'm gonna put Americans first, wages arise as a result."
Oh, he didn't do that. He did none of that.
The Democrat Party saying, "Come on in." And then we've heard glimpses of it, right? When Nancy Pelosi said, who else is going to pick our crops, right? And that's their mindset. And the businesses are happy to do it when there's no e-verifier, there's no consequences. And so they, yeah, cheaper labor for this business to produce a product. And it's not an easy job. You know, people that do those jobs, they're dirty, they're tough, but Americans should have the first shot, and they should have a good shot at a good wage.
And it's so dismissive, the language that they use, that these, oh, Americans don't want these jobs. How do, really?
Americans had these jobs.
Right.
They lost them.
Correct.
Exactly.
And if you thought about pay, if Americans are doing the jobs, they're going to raise the wages for the
right.
jobs, too. That's all good for everybody.
Shifting gears now to this, the Biden administration is sending an additional $25 million to Haiti. As 80% of Port-au-Prince is now under control of violent criminal gangs. And now the White House is actively discussing using the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay to process migrants if Haitian refugees flee to the U.S. en masse. Pete, what do you make of this? Because, again, you could just pick apart the refugee part of how many more in
I mean, I served there. If we want to use it for that, we can. There's plenty of space. They've done it in the past. Yes, Gitmo is known in the popular conscience for the detention center after 9/11, but it's long been a place where they held folks that are fleeing via sea. That was me as a young platoon leader in 2004 at Guantanamo Bay for a year. Ultimately, you know what they did with people that landed ashore or they interdicted with naval ships? They were repatriated. You know what repatriation means? Sent back to your country. That's the difference here. Do you think the Biden administration is going to repatriate? Or does Gitmo become a giant processing center
right.
by which they easily then transport them to the United States? So Gitmo would work great. Depends on how they plan to use it.
And process is an air...
Oh... So that's what they're trying to do. You see how they're trying to say that they're trying. No. This is all the game. They're gonna send them back like Bill Clinton did in the 90s. That's all they gotta do. And Bush just reinforced it, and they're just gonna keep doing it. As long as they send them back, we did. Let all those Latin Americans just let them all up here. That's what. Well, they'll let them up here. They're gonna be let up here, and they'll be fine. That's okay. Thing what's up here? Guatemalans, Haitians, oh not Haitians, Hondurans, oh man. Countries like Venezuela, Ecuadorians, if they can bring them up here, then we're good. Okay? We're good. But make sure them all the Negro ones go back. Okay.
Quotes because they don't really vet these people very well at all.
See, so when I read this next story, I immediately thought of you. Rachel and I were going to do this on a podcast. I'm like, no, we shouldn't do it unless we have someone like Pete to talk about it. So the words duty, honor, country have long inspired West Point cadets, instilling deep sentiments of service and patriotism. But the military academy has decided to drop the motto from their mission statement, instead replacing it with the words Army values. What the hell does Army values mean, Pete?
Well, there are 7 Army values, which we learn in the Army.
Can they change over time, though?
Loyalty, duty, respect, self-service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. Can they change? Sure. Are they more nebulous when you put it in there as Army values? What could the Army's values be 10 years from now?
Right.
They could be different than today, no doubt. I've talked to a lot of West Pointers about this. So West Point's saying, we didn't change the motto. So it's still duty, honor, country in the motto. We just took duty, honor, country out of our mission statement and said we're going to turn it into the Army value. You see, West Point was supposed to have the highest standards. So what higher can you get than duty, honor, country?
Okay. This clip is done. Oh, man. Just letting you off. Firing all the workers. Firing all your workers. Just a slap in the face. Just an absolutely complete slap in the face. And what about when they ask you why we're done? Well, yeah, because we're going to talk about it too. Workers, and you know, we're going to ask these questions. I got another question. are the sections of this construction project are the corporation that are the meta tax payers are footing the bill. So the question I got, where are the sections of this construction are the Meta Corporation, private foundations, and other than taxpayers will be footing this bill? Because this is another thing. No one wants to talk about the way we're gonna pay for this. You already have an $18 billion surplus, so why we need this project? We don't need it. It's gonna grow our deficit, our surplus, just way high if something like this will go happen. So no way this project gonna get funded. So we're footing this bill. Also, I got another question we're gonna ask here, and I think this is a bill. What types of computer skill and IT skills that the next generation of tech workers are going to be needed to be part of this company, part of this company? And I got to another, the last question I'm going to ask. Because all these guys want to. So we always talk about things like, let me just think about one more question. I'm going to read the last two questions because one of the questions I'm going to add to. So that's one of the big things is going to be asked. So there's actually one question that I think that is very, very important. I might do five. Okay, I'll just do five. I'll read the last question. What types of computer and IT skills that the next generation of tech workers are going to have in order to to be the job company. So we need to understand what types of computer and IT skills that the next generation of tech workers are going to need to have in order to need in the future. So let me read this again. What types of computer and IT skills that the next generation of tech workers are going to need in the future? That's one of the questions that need to be asked. So we need to understand what skills are going to happen, what are they going to do, if they get if to be qualified. And when we talk about, when we follow up the number two question, is like, let's know the organizations, who's going to be part of this, too. So that's also followed up that question. So the big part of it is this whole thing. Oh, I want to talk about the busing. So say they go from the Twin Cities. You get folks come in from St. Paul. If they don't, let's say if they don't want to burn their gas a weekly. So in the air, so let's say if there's some worker want to come down to say, you know, I'm going to work from Minneapolis, or they want to commute to the area. So that also should be a factor too. So, but the main thing is that even they look down, because even they train these, they train them. Like I just played that clip. You better ask, are they going to hire actual American citizens? Then illegals. Then the illegal immigrants. That's a question we should ask. Because it's not going to be asked. It's not being asked, and it's not going to be asked. People ask, why are we talking? Some people want to talk. No, we're going to talk about it because it needs to be a conversation. It needs to be brought up because having Tyson laying off American workers from a, you know, that have had actual dreams is very condescending and it's very disrespectful. And nobody has an issue with it. I got an issue. We're going to talk about it. Okay, so that's what's going to come up. Okay, so that's kind of ends the discussion. Let's talk about Need for Speed. Need for Speed Spring Break Marathon is big. It's going to be a big event. It's going to be a big event coming up this week. It's the Spring Break. We'll be playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Because that's the only time we're going to be on to do this. So I have everything, getting things done. Even I have school work, but things have to be done. So that's what's going to have to be brought into the actual table, into the conversation, to even, that has very, very important. Now the next thing I'm going to talk about is that thing, that there are a game we should be getting at soon, so there'll be things about that. Also, we'll be on the chat room, on Kick, on Facebook, playing the game. So that's going to be very much key components to a lot of things like that. So that's the kind of stuff. Okay. Okay. So let's get these other news stories out here. So I think this is gonna run through these news. These guns came out this week. They're really, really much attention. Let me just get to all the news. Let me just pull up all the article. Let me just get all the news there. I found three of them, but they were very. This might not be the one. So these are the two I'm working on focusing on. I'm also going to have another one too. I'm actually going to do this article about the layoff. Tech workers and stuff, No, I want to do that one. That's a separate conversation. I might highlight that article. So here's one I got from this week. So let me just open up some, let me open some documentation for him so you can see what everything is coming from. Okay, here we go. Here it is. Microsoft confirmed May event for major Windows AI feature and a new ARM service PC. Okay. Microsoft announced a special event that will be taking place on May 20th in Seattle, where the company is expected to unveil the wave of consumer server PC powered by ARM processor. Excuse me. As well as the next generation AI features coming to Windows 11 later this year. The company is planning to a hardware launches for service this spring, with the first tech place later this week, and aim with Microsoft will unveil new wave Surface Purpose Pro and Surface Laptop Pro with new Intel Euro chips, which should begin shipping in April. The May 20 event will include more hardware for the former consumer face Surface Pro and Surface Laptop as well, with redesigned designs and powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon X Elite based SoC. The company will toll out these and AI PC will support some of the Windows 11 upcoming next generation AI. These AI features include a new AI software which turns everything you do on your computer into a searchable memory using natural language to bring up old files and web pages. There also an online on-device live caption feature come to translate different languages in real time, as well as new AI-powered super-resolution mode that will smooth out and upscale support game will be on the ground on May 20th to cover the events as it has the keyboard locked into Central. Okay, that's interesting. Now they got one coming up for Windows 11. This also came out too. Microsoft is integrating Copilot into Windows 11 files on the content menu. After adding Copilot to Notepad as a feature as a like Paint and Photo, Microsoft is now bringing its file in Windows 11 Build 260 or newer a new entry in the kind of menu lets you send the select file in the Copilot, then ask your AI question about the uploaded document. Microsoft has been working on doing Copilot in Windows 5 for a while. The feature is first part of Phantom of X, January 2024. As a Microsoft Watcher noted in the X, in the feature called Copilot FE Context Menu with every sense for File Explorer, which includes how Copilot could work with file, but thanks to the result, we have a better idea as showing screenshots, but you can click on inside or outside of the files and select actions like send to Copilot and summarize using Copilot. That's a really interesting thing. You can send the file directly to Copilot and ask questions or click on some of the also sent to Copilot. Since I have that in, it's already built in my Windows 10 too. So, that question or click on summarize would send files to Copilot with a prompt that quickly summarizes the document in bullet points. When you click on the button, the Copilot panel will open the desktop and ask you for permission before fetching the document. In our test, the feature doesn't seem to work to summarize the word summarize, but it makes sense since Microsoft hasn't confirmed Copilot integration to yet. Also, File Explorer Copilot integration won't be limited to just two actions. For example, Microsoft may also integrate a rewrite when you send one of the documents to Copilot. Similarly, if you select an image and send over to Copilot, you'll be able to upscale and remove background. It's possible the context may add additional actions in the upcoming preview builds. You like that AI and files for it, so that's not sure also can get into that attention. Here it is. Another component. MicroShell Master 256 GB DDR5-88 memory and double height 20 watts. MCR-IMD models come in different flavors. So this is a nice new one. We're going to offer it in two versions. Micro demonstrated its Master 256 GB MCR-DAM memory models in this week. NVIDIA hosted GM Technology Conference. These models are designed for the next generation server, including those running Intel X Scalable Granite Rapid Processor Michael announced earlier this week that the new 260 MCR DM are currently being sampled with his cousin. Michael will demonstrate one top 256 gigabyte DDR5 888 MCR DIM at the GTI picture, but also plans to offer MCR DIMMS, a standard high fabrication like 1U server, both 256 are based on Moronic 32 GB DDR5 IC, but it's 812 RAM chips on both of the model, where are the standard one, two high stack packages, which means they can run slightly hotter due to less space, the thermal dissipation. In any case, the tall model consumes about 20 watts, which is bad at the micro 128 GB. DDR5-800RDIM consumes at DDR5-4. So that's what it's kind of breaking down all the details of what they are, and that's what's going to come up in all that information. So it's something that we need to be kind of being aware of, all that material and all that stuff. Okay. Monday, you don't need for speed starts. Okay, I'm gonna go all the announcements right now. There have been right now, you know, the NASA's black engineers. Black engineers is actually it's coming up soon for that. So they're having that this weekend. So let's go through all the announcements. Okay, then I got one announcement that just came in my email this week. So I'm gonna pull that up here too. Oh, that's one article I just. That's some articles. I'll go over all the articles, and then what we don't get cover, I'll go over all those articles in the Need for Speed. Okay, so hold. I want everyone to hold up on that, so I want to get into. Okay, so we're gonna go over all this. Okay, we already know the Clifford didn't happen yesterday, so that's okay. So let's go over these announcements. Okay, so. So we'll have tomorrow, business seminar. Ricky the CEO is gonna have a Packhouse Live business seminar. Let me go get my thing quick. What do I have? So I want to get into this and get into some of these announcements. So I want to get into this. So let me just get into. So he has this business. He has his business seminar. So he's gonna have it on from 4 to 7. So he's gonna have drinks available, 1 hour panel question, and so he'll have networking sessions. So it's gonna be the Red House this Sunday from 4 to 7 at 5345 Fremont Avenue in North Minneapolis. So he's gonna have a hustler mindset. So check out Ricky the CEO on that. That's coming up on Sunday. Okay, that's coming up Sunday. Need for Speed Spring Break. And then Tuesday we have a show discussing how to develop a career mindset behind 9 to 5. It'll be a great long conversation about that. I got an article that ties into all that, so I've got a couple articles. We might have a longer show on this one. On Tuesday, that's a Tuesday show. And also Monday, before that, you also got Make the Headline. Laurel is going to have, that's going to be coming up this Monday. That should be up. So check out Laurel. That's a Sheila that used to work with Beta Minnesota. Please check them out. So that's pretty much there. And then I'll be on Wednesday. For the Major League Baseball, I'll use what I've used for the Black Tech Building Program to cover the MLB Baseball season preview. To discuss the playoff, talk about the Twins, talk about everybody. And so I'll also give you my predictions. And if people want to come on that day, on the link, I'll put it on that and Instagram. I'll put the link up there for y'all to come on. If you want to come on to discuss a little bit, just I'll hit the link for y'all. We'll have you on. So that's coming up on Wednesday's show. So that will kind of be a very interesting story. That, if it's speed. And then also, one announcement just came in my radar, and then this is one I do need to make this. It's called Joins I Love Game Night. Lyrically correct 90s and 2000 hip hop on R&B trail with DJ Hall. What? That's gonna be from 7 to 11 o'clock at Tom's Watch Bar, 609 Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis. So it says, whether you season pro or casual player, this gathering is perfect for who love board games. Card will provide a very right again. How if you have a favorite, bring it along. Come for the game, stay for the coming food, drink, more. It's really important the fun. Food will be available for purchase. So come check them out. That's coming up next Saturday. So that's basically it for March. I should have April ready. I should have the summer stuff, and I'll have some of the our final summer stuff should be released during the Need for Speed Spring Break. So you will be hearing each of those shows. You're gonna hear one big announcement from those programs. So you have those coming up, okay? So each one you will hear an event we got coming, because we have already planned out a lot of things. You will know when Football Mania is. You'll know when, you'll know, and I'm going to announce it on the Twins one with both of them. So that one, when Football Mania will be announced. That will be announced throughout this broadcast. So the Need for Speed Spring Break Marathon will have that's actually going to be very much important. We'll have that woman up. We'll talk about the baseball thing with Joe Mauer. We'll talk about the family tournament. We'll talk about those matches we didn't get to, the news game revolution. That is going to come. That will be Yuko family tournament. That is when we're going to push the whole thing. My agenda will be, that was when we're not going to delay it any longer, because that should have been pushed I don't know why the system wasn't working, wasn't able to push our stuff. So we're going to be able to push that at that time. That's one of them. So we got to get those things done. So, we'll push that. We'll talk about Forza Horizon. The new game will come out of that. We'll come out. We'll get the fifth one. In May, we'll get that one. It's a lot of events there. The baseball game's coming. The new wrestling game's coming. We got a lot of those games coming. So we'll get those all played for you. Coming up, they'll be. We'll have the Twins one will be announced. We'll announce all that. We'll announce all this. A lot of the things from the May to, and I want to say, I'm also going to say to all the organization, we need to have your events. Let's start getting our events organized. When is the summit? When we're going to get that? I want us to be ready. Because I got to be ready to announce. Because I think our big kickoff this summer is really going to be. It's really going to be the end of next month. So we're going to go from April all the way to August. We're going to really jam. We're going to really get things done. So I think it's that when August. But the big one really comes. It's April 29th. Our 10th summer series starts on April 29th. We have an event in May. We have events in May. We have events in June. We have two big ones in June. We also gonna announce we're gonna have a gaming down here too, because that's also, we got something coming up there, so we gotta really talk about that on the. So we're really gonna be really intense on that. So that's gonna be big. Where we schedule it, so that's gonna get that done. June, we should have June, July. We're gonna really get them things, and then August, you know, we'll have the Mowers. We'll do his Hall of Fame that day. All that stuff. Well, it'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We already know that's gonna happen. And then we'll computer drive. We'll have the first projections of the computer drive. We already know what it is. But we don't want to announce all that until we get. We're gonna announce all that stuff. So that should be coming up there. So that would be big. And other way to September and Labor Day and stuff. So that should be very interesting to see how everything is pushed out and getting everything set up. All right, it's gonna be a big year. It's gonna be a really, really big summer. We got an event in June. We have event in June. We have lots of things are going to happen at that time. So I hope we can push a lot of shows. This summer, we should be very, very intense on things. We really are going to get ahead of the game. And things like that are going to come up ahead. So that this is going to be the big moment. So we'll slowly start announcing things. I should have those done. The schedule should be done. I got some schoolwork I gotta do first, and then I gotta really get the schedule done. Alright? That's all I got for you. I'll see you all on Monday, okay? Bye-bye. Good show. Good.